Friends in Christ, one of the top grossing films of the year 1999 was a movie called The Sixth Sense. Many of you have probably seen that film before. It tells the story about a young boy named Cole, who's 9 years old. And Cole has this incredible gift, certainly not a blessing, more of a curse actually, which he can see the dead. And many of the dead will find him. They come and seek him out, asking him to help them. And many of them don't even realize that they're dead. And it becomes a regular occurrence for him. It's an absolute nightmare. It's a terrifying reality that he faces on a regular basis. And towards the beginning of the film, Cole meets this child psychiatrist named Malcolm. Malcolm is convinced of two things. He's convinced, first and foremost, that Cole is imagining these visions of the dead, that they're really not coming to him. Now, when you watch the film, you know they're real. He's actually having these experiences, as terrifying as that might sound. But the second thing that Malcolm is convinced of, as a good child psychiatrist would be, is that he can help that little boy. And so he approaches him towards the beginning of the film. They're out in the street and he sees Cole. He approaches him and Cole immediately runs away. He runs across the street and into a church and he tries to hide there. Malcolm goes in to try to console him, to try and bring him some sort of peace. But as he's approaching the pew in which Cole is hiding, he hears that little boy saying over and over again, De profundis clamavi ad te domine. De profundis clamavi ad te domine. And Malcolm says, what are you saying? And he says, it's Latin. And later on, Malcolm goes back to his house, recognizing that little boy was saying those words in Latin in the church. He rightly guesses that it's from sacred scripture. And he finds those words in the book of Psalms, Psalm 130. Begins, De profundis clamavit ad te domine. Translated, out of the depths I cry unto you. Hear me, O Lord. Out of the depths I'm crying out to you, O Lord. And it's fitting that Cole would be praying those words in the church as he's facing this reality of death on a regular basis. Because the church, for centuries, has prayed Psalm 130, what's called the De Profundis, in intercession for the dead. We offer up prayers for the deceased, for those who have gone before us marked with the sign of faith. Every Wednesday evening, in the church's prayer of Compline, Psalm 130 is prayed for the deceased and for those who desperately need the Lord's help. De profundis clamavit ad te domine. And certainly we pray for the deceased at every Mass, those who have gone before us marked with the sign of faith, as we say in the Eucharistic prayer. But the church gives us Psalm 130 this weekend as our responsorial psalm. We prayed those words, out of the depths I cry out to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. We just prayed that in the responsorial psalm. Because in the readings for this weekend, the book of the prophet Ezekiel and the Gospel of St. John, we reflect on that awesome, overwhelming mystery of death. And so Ezekiel talks about those whom the Lord will raise from the grave. I will raise them to life, he says. And so it is also in the gospel at the death of Lazarus. We reflect on the reality of death, something we perhaps don't reflect upon enough. It's a reality that will happen for every one of us. And the Lord knows that day that he will call us home. Do we think about that? Do we cry out to God from the depths about that reality? We certainly have prayed from the depths for those that we have lost, those who we have loved a great deal, who have already experienced this great mystery that we will all face. Certainly in the gospel, Martha is crying out to the Lord from the depths of her heart. De profundis. She says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. If you had been here. In other words, Lord, where were you? We told you days ago that this was happening. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. Yet even now, I know that whatever you ask the Lord for, he will give you. Even now, she's struggling to have faith. And Jesus says to her, your brother will rise. It's a beautiful promise of the resurrection. And Martha, perhaps hardly consoled, in the midst of her grief, repeats back to Christ what she thinks he wants to hear. Yes, Lord, I know he will rise on the last day in the resurrection. She thinks that he wants to hear the promise and the doctrine and the teaching of the resurrection, something he's probably talked to her about before. But instead, Christ responds immediately in a way that Martha never would have anticipated. He says to her, I am the resurrection. It's not a doctrine only. It's not merely some promise or some vain hope that's waiting for us in the future. I am the resurrection. It's a person. I am the resurrection and the life, he says. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? He says to Martha. And she immediately responds in an amazing way. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. I believe. That faith in the resurrection, who is a person, changes everything about our lives. It changes our future. It changes our present. It changes our past and the sins that can be forgiven. It changes everything about us. And so important is that promise and that reality and that person of the resurrection that he says to the disciples in the beginning of the gospel, Lazarus has died, and I'm glad for you. I'm glad, he says. Lazarus has died, and I'm glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. This will be the foundation for the faith that these disciples will have. They will see him raise Lazarus from the dead. They will be there after 3 days when Christ will raise from the dead and be present before them. They'll proclaim and announce that resurrection to the ends of the earth. Will you? And will I? We who have experienced this same Easter faith. Because we're not called to be like coal, overwhelmed at the reality of death that we face. We cry out to Lord, De profundis clamavit ad te Domine. Out of the depths, I cry out to you, O Lord. And the Lord hears that cry. And he comes to us in our need. And he welcomes us into friendship with him. That reality changes our lives and our death and our entrance into eternal life. How are we called to enter more deeply into this relationship with Christ, who is the resurrection and the life, and let it change the way that we live and the way that we love?